जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरवन चारी, यमुना तीरवन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरवन चारी, यमुना तीरवन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे राधे जय नीताय गौरंग जय नीताय गौरंग जय नीताय गौरंग जय गौर हरि प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगण रघुनाथान्वितं दं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे 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 कृष्णा सो वार्म वेलकम टू ऑल ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज टुडे आई डिसाइडेड दिस टॉपिक फॉर आवर रेफरेंस द टॉपिक विल बी लॉर्ड चैतन्यस मूवमेंट फायर इनसाइड फ्लड आउटसाइड So we'll soon see what does that mean. Looks like kind of some mysterious topic. So a couple of days back, there was Srila Prabhupada registering ISKCON in 1966. So almost so 53rd anniversary of registration of ISKCON in New York. So I thought it will be a good thing to refocus and refresh our understanding about how Prabhupada established ISKCON, for what reason, and what Srila Prabhupada's purpose was behind establishing ISKCON, and what does this institution ISKCON stands for, and what does it have to offer us, and what does it expect from us, movement of Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada movement is, as Prabhupada said, it is established, ISKCON was established in 1966, but the movement was established by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago.
So it will be a good idea to refresh our understanding. So in 1953, Srila Prabhupada, according to the instruction of his spiritual master, he started spreading Krishna consciousness in Jhansi. And he called it League of Devotees. And it was tough time. He had no support. He was alone. And later on, when ISKCON was so much growing, Gurudas Prabhu asked Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, what was that ISKCON? What was that League of Devotees? I just read some document. It said about League of Devotees. What was it?" Prabhupada looked at him and he said, "Oh, it was just me." So there was nobody actually. League of Devotees, the league consisting of only one person, that is Srila Prabhupada. So it was tough time. Mainly because of the attitude of people at of that time, where many Indians thought that, oh, we know Krishna, we know Ram, we know characters of Mahabharata. We have seen movies on Bhima and Arjuna and others. So we know them, so what's new? So therefore they did not welcome wholeheartedly what Prabhupada was about to give. Something like I will tell you one story. One math, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to tell this story. One math's illiterate parent, he sends his child for a coaching class. And he wanted to see what the teacher is teaching, what the tutor is teaching. So he goes to his classroom where his pupil, his child was sitting. And the teacher was drawing on the board trigonometrical equations, like trigonometry. Like he drew a triangle and he noted it on A, B, C. And the parent becomes furious. He says, "Is this why am I paying you so much of money to teach him A, B, C? That I could have taught him myself at home." Like, you know. So similar thing is happening. People couldn't understand what Prabhupada is about to give. The treasure house that is that of pure bhakti, which Prabhupada is representing the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, and that people could not relate to or didn't have enough aptitude to understand. But that is external reason, we can say. Internal reason, Prabhupada says to Hari Shauri Prabhu, he says that Prabhupada told Hari Shauri Prabhu that I was thinking that, you know, I will earn some money and then I will propagate this movement. But then Krishna took away everything from me and he told me, "What are you doing in Jhansi? Come out in the field." That means now think international. So therefore international society of for Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada told Hari Shauri Prabhu, we had a difference of opinion. That means Krishna and Prabhupada had a difference of opinion. So that is how Prabhupada decided to go to New York and start this movement. The reason why he did that, because yadyad acharati shreshtas tatta deve taro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanu vartate. Whatever the great personality or whoever is the famous, you know, whatever he does, the people follow. We know how people following the famous cricketers' hairstyles, you know, and so many other things. You know, famous actors' hairstyles and other things. So, New York was the hub of all the materialists that time. So if Krishna consciousness becomes famous in New York, then it will just spread everywhere. That was the idea. But when Prabhupada was asked, he said humorously that my god brothers went to London, yeah, to spread Krishna consciousness, and they failed there. So if I have to fail, then let me fail in a new place, in new country. So like that, Prabhupada humorously says this. So Prabhupada was in Vrindavan in 1965, around that time. So why did Prabhupada leave Vrindavan to go to New York? Right, he was doing his nice bhajan, he was reading commentaries on Bhagavatam. And why did he then leave for New York? So the answer is, Nanda Baba says to Garga Muni, when Garga Muni comes for Krishna's name giving ceremony. So Garga Muni says, Mahad Vichalanam Nrunam Guruhinam Dina Chetasam Nishreyasaya Bhagavan Kalpate Nanyatho Yatha. Right? Yeah. Kalpate Nanyatho Yatha. So out of great compassion to give Vrindavan to those who are qualified and those who are not qualified. To give Krishna to those, you know, who have never heard of name Krishna or who have no conception of God. So that's Srila Prabhupada's mood of compassion, which is we can say in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood of compassion. So today we'll be without further ado, because the topic was declared, you know, fire inside and flood outside. So what is this fire and what is this flood? We'll discuss that today. So Prabhupada gave all the people a particular aspiration, a particular dream, and he gave them a particular method to achieve that dream. We'll come to that. We do anything, we require a particular aspiration, right? Why do we study? What was the aspiration? Knowledge. Nowadays people study for knowledge. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. We can say knowledge. And then he can get a good job and etc. etc. So then there is a method for that, right? Method is to go to school, attend the lectures, sometimes bunk the lectures and whatever, like, you know. So there is a particular way of a way to achieve something, way to fulfill one's aspiration. So Prabhupada gave this aspiration to all of us, and Prabhupada gave us the method to achieve that aspiration. So what should we aspire for in this world? So our Vedic literatures, they describe our true nature as Arandamayobhyasat. That means we are full of eternal happiness. Then we should ask ourselves a question. What is that question? Am I eternally happy? Am I happy at all? Forget about eternally being happy. Am I happy at all? If not, then there is something wrong. Something seriously, terribly wrong. Right? And if there is something terribly wrong, then we should do something to make it right. Right? Not by doing something more terribly wrong. Sometimes people say, one wrong cuts another wrong. So people try to, coming to the point. So what's happening is soul is described as Anandamayobhyasat. And at the same time it is mentioned what is the source of soul's happiness. And it is mentioned, Raso vai saha rasam evayam labdhva anandi bhavati. This is a description of Krishna. Raso vai saha. Krishna is full of different mellows. Whatever we are looking for, whichever kind of love we are looking for in our life. Krishna is the embodiment of that. He is called Akhila Rasamrita Murti. If you want to envy Krishna, Shishupal could enjoy that rasa with Krishna. If you want to be afraid of Krishna, Kamsa was relishing that rasa with Krishna, we can say. If you want to love Krishna as a parent, Nanda Yashodar reciprocating the highest kind of love, absolute kind of love with Krishna. And if you want to love Krishna as a friend, then there is Subal, we have Ashta Sakhas here. You can read the names. Sudama, Shridama, Subal, Stoka Krishna, Gandharva, Arjun, Ujjwal, and one more. Yeah, so these are prime Ashta Sakhas of Krishna. And if one wants to serve Krishna in a, as a consort, then there are Lalita, Vishakha, Rupa Manjari, Ananga Manjari, like that, so many. So Krishna is the embodiment of all rasa. So we may ask, so what is it, does it have to do with us? So interestingly, Vedas reveal to us that we also have a particular relationship with Krishna, which is not known right now. But it's there. Just like, for example, you have a bank account, right? And you have some online transaction password. Suppose you forgot your password. Do you lose your bank account just because you forgot your password? No. It's there. And there is some procedure to regain that password, to prove your identity. And once they are convinced that you are the same person, they will give you that password. Right? So similarly, if we prove our identity, then the same love of Krishna, which we have forgotten, will be bestowed upon us. And that should be our aspiration. The aspiration behind coming to temple, coming to Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, is the single aspiration. That is a fire within that we are talking about. Fire inside should be this aspiration. And this aspiration, what does it do? Just like when there is hunger inside, then anything that is, you know, given to us, we will relish that, right? It will become palatable. If there is no hunger, and if you put rasmalai in a plate, nicely decorated golden plate, somebody brings rasmalai, it's not palatable. Because no, we are not hungry. So similarly, this fire of aspiration to revive our loving relationship with Krishna, that's the key point. That's the password. Okay. So, so what about everything else that we are doing right now, to be happy? The thing is, we being spirit soul, we should understand that Vedas tell us that we are trying to find happiness in the wrong way, at wrong place. So let's see how. So just like when one is drunk, one forgets his identity, right? So similarly, because of the forgetfulness, we have really forgotten who we are. All of us living entities, they are described in Bhagavatam as a reflection of God. Prahlad Maharaj says that if we try to decorate the reflection, will we be able to do that? If you decorate the person, then the reflection automatically gets decorated. Right? I had watched one movie. In that, the actor, the lead role, the hero, he gets drunk in a party or something. And the villains beat him up. And he gets wound and scars on the face and at different places. And at the night, he's still drunk, but he stands in front of a mirror. And he says that, oh, just see what has happened to you. They have beaten you up. Now you stand there. I will just dress your wound. And that fellow, and then he's taking band-aid and other dressing material and tries to, dress the wound of the reflection. Yeah. And he's saying, hey, why are you moving? Just stay there. And at the morning, what happens? He finds out that the wound is not healed because he tried to dress the wound of a reflection. Right? So in the morning, when he comes to the senses, so in the same way, when we try to enjoy ourselves, we really don't get happiness. In a sense, when we try to satisfy our own senses, we really don't get happiness. But if we try to satisfy Krishna's senses, then we get the happiness. That is a correlation. So that's why if we celebrate Krishna's birthday festival, Then we are not interested in attending so many birthday parties, like, you know, because we are fully satisfied. If we glorify Krishna, then we don't find the need of glorifying ourselves, yeah, because we are fully satisfied. So that satisfaction of the heart comes by serving Krishna. So somebody may say, why Krishna? So it is mentioned that Krishna says, Mamai Vasho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We are all parts and parcels of Krishna. So just like for example, we don't ask that, you know, why should we provide food to stomach, right? How can a finger, this finger is a part, yeah? And the stomach provides nourishment to all the limbs. So the finger cannot say that I will take the foodstuff for myself. That doesn't work, right? No matter how much time you dip your finger in a Shrikhand, let's say, for 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, will you become satisfied? No. But when it goes inside to the stomach, then the nourishment goes to the finger also. The stomach doesn't keep it with itself, right? With whatever. You know, the energy packets are sent to different cells, whatever, ATP, right? What is that? Adenosine triphosphate or whatever. Yeah, so the energy is supplied to different cells, right? So similarly, if we serve Krishna with that pure aspiration, then we can really become satisfied. Because all of us are looking for satisfaction of heart, right? And Prabhupada says, once Prabhupada went on a morning walk, and those were winter days, and they were walking by the shore of a lake, and because of the, you know, heavy winter, what had happened was the whole surface of the lake was frozen with thick ice. So what did Prabhupada do? Prabhupada took his cane and he broke some part of the ice, you know, he broke the surface, you know, making a crack into it. And his stick then went into the water. Then Prabhupada took out his stick and he looked at his disciples and he said that, what does that mean? What does that mean? So disciples were a little puzzled. What does that mean? You just broke the ice, right? So Prabhupada says, this means that all of us have liquid love of Krishna within our heart. But because of ignorance and because of forgetfulness, it is covered with the thick ice. And by the process of Krishna consciousness, you know, it's like stick breaking through the icy layer. We can access that love of God. But it will take some trouble, right, to break the ice. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for the same thing, to break the ice. So what Prabhupada meant was, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabune. Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayodaya. When, how to access that love inside which is liquid, but right now covered with all different anarthas like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, pride, is that's already there. We just have to revive it. Just like the bank account is already there. We just forgot the password of it, right? So, so therefore, it should be noted that Prabhupada says that Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayodar. When we chant Hare Krishna, when we hear Bhagavatam, so that's like we are just like somebody who is forgetful. What is the treatment that is given to him? Shock treatment. Yeah, that's a kind of little violent treatment. Yeah. But there is another positive kind of treatment for somebody who has lost his memory. What is that? Remind him by how? By giving him experience. Yeah? Experience of something that he liked before. Suppose he liked Gajar ka Halwa. Right, you know, then his mother will cook Gajar Kalwa. Remember? Something is clicking. Like, you know, suppose he is a painter and he's, you know, he loved nature and he loved to go to some place. Then what will his parents do? Take him to that place. कुछ बत्ती जल रही है क्या? So similarly, this hearing and chanting is what we were doing in spiritual world. And because we have forgotten it, again a chance is given to us to bring us to, you know, then suddenly it is expected that one day we will think that, abhi dheere dheere yaad aa raha hai. So that's the process. And that's our aspiration, to come to Krishna consciousness. And there is no other aspiration that can satisfy our heart. I'll just read a very nice pastime of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he describes that only pure bhakti can satisfy our heart. Motivated bhakti, like for example, I serve Krishna so that, what is that song? Which starts with Dhanam Dehi Janam Dehi, related to that. So it says that I serve you and in return you give me this, you give me that. So that kind of bhakti will not satisfy our heart. So what kind of bhakti will satisfy? So this is one nice pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was a little child, Nimai. So he had a friend. His name was Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta was a Sanskrit scholar and a famous impersonalist. Impersonalist means those who think that we don't have to serve God. All of us are God. You are God. I am God. Everybody is God. Then the question is, why we are suffering? If we are God, then how did we forget that we are God? In the past time, Murari Gupta was preaching to everybody. Like he used to sit on Vyasasana and tell everybody that you are Brahman. You are Brahman. I am Brahman. Everything is one. Brahman. And Nimai would stand behind and he would mock Murari Gupta with his gestures. You are Brahman. You are Brahman. I am Brahman. Everybody is Brahman. So Murari Gupta would look behind and he said, Nimai, what are you doing? You know, why are you mocking me? You have become so mischievous. I will complain to your father, Jagannath Mishra. And then Nimai would say, no, you don't have to complain. Today when you sit for your prasadam, you will get sublime realization. So Murari Gupta became a little afraid. He said, what is he going to do now? Already he is such a mischievous child. So Murari Gupta started. He went to his home anticipating some danger. So Murari Guptera Ghare Gela Nija Abhyantare Bhojana Karaye Vaidya Raj. So he was Vaidya also by profession. At the same time he was giving discourses on impersonal philosophy. So he went home and what did he do? He started eating his prasad. Megha Gambhira Nade Nija Mana Parasade Murari Baliya Dila Daka. So Lord Chaitanya Nimai. Nimai went to his house and said, Nimai, I mean, Murari, loudly he said. So, Swara Shuni Isma Samarila Gora Chanda Ye Kahila Gupta Veja Chamakita Chita. Murari Gupta said, oh, here comes the trouble. Tabe Sei Gora Hari Kikira Kikaravali Sei Khane Haila Upanita. So where he was sitting and taking his lunch, so slowly Nimai came to that place. And he said, Tarasta na ho tumi, relax, don't worry, I'm not doing anything. You just take your lunch. E khani achiyami, I will just sit in a corner by the time you finish your lunch. Bhojan karah vani baila. He says that, you just accept your lunch, I'm not doing anything. And as Murari Gupta was taking his lunch, Madhya Bhojana Bela Dhire Dhire Nyade Gela, as he was absorbed in eating his rice, slowly, Nimai went near his plate. And what did he do? Thala Bhariya Mutra Mutila. And he started urinating on his plate. You know, the divine Mahaprasad of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Kiki bali chichi kari utila ye murari, What, what? Chi, chi. And Murari Gupta got up. And says, what are you doing? Karat Ali Dila Bare Gora. Nima started clapping. And he said that, you know what? There is a purport to this action. Yeah. Why did he do this act? Bhakti pata chadiya kara shiranadiya yoga bala ei abhipara. You know, this is the same thing you are doing. Bhakti is like pure rice. And when you contaminate it with desires for our own sense gratification or desire for liberation, that's like contaminating the bhakti process. Like, and that doesn't give satisfaction. That takes away all the auspiciousness from it. Jnana karma upekhiya krishna bhajamana diya rasika vidagdha chidananda. So what's the way of getting happiness, real happiness? So don't desire personal sense gratification. Don't desire, you know, the impersonal kind of, you know, speculation. But Krishna bhaja mana diya. Give your heart to Krishna. And then he says, bhautike yaha radrushti onahe bhajana pushti nahi bujha buddhi ati manda. So if you are serving Krishna, but if our eyes are still in the material world, then something is wrong there. So that's about how the semblance of devotion cannot satisfy us. Only pure devotion can satisfy. And we should aspire for that pure devotion. So therefore it is important to know what should be our aspiration. So I have written 4 points here. Okay. So our aspiration should be to get attracted to Krishna. Vrindavan Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's glories, Krishna's devotees, Krishna Kirtan. All of these things we need to get attracted to. That's our goal of life as a human being. And then to satisfy Krishna, to satisfy Krishna's senses. Atmendriya priti vancha tarabali kam. Krishnendriya priti ichha dhare premanam. And then finally, our aspiration to come to Krishna consciousness is to develop a personal relationship with Krishna. Then our process of whatever we are doing in devotional service will become palatable. Just like first we should know why we are doing what we are doing. I will just tell you one story. So there were 3 construction workers. So all of them were working at a construction site. And all of them were putting brick over brick, right, you know, cementing it between and brick over a brick. So first person was asked, what are you doing? He says, I'm just putting one brick over another brick from day in, day out, from morning till evening. And I'm frustrated. So second person was asked, what are you doing? He was also doing the same thing, putting brick over a brick. But what did he say? No, I am trying to build a straight wall. I am trying to build a wall. And third person is asked, what are you doing? So he was also doing the same thing, putting a brick over a brick, fixing a brick over a brick. But what did he say? He says, I am building a temple for the Lord. So he had the vision, why am I doing what I am doing? All three are doing the same thing at the same construction site. But all three had different vision, different aspiration, different... So similarly, we also chant Hare Krishna, right? Somebody is asked, why are you chanting Hare Krishna? I don't know, because they told me to chant Hare Krishna. You know. So another person says, why are you chanting Hare Krishna? No, my counselor told me to chant Hare Krishna, otherwise, you know. Or whatever. Yeah. And, I feel some peace out of my busy schedule when I chant Hare Krishna. And third person is asked, why are you chanting Hare Krishna? And he says that I am praying to Krishna, because while chanting Hare Krishna, I am praying to Krishna, I am begging to Krishna, please, you know, give me your mercy. I want to serve you. I want to have a relationship with you. So all three are doing the same thing, but the person who is having higher aspiration will survive and will get the maximum benefit out of it. So that's one. First of all, we should know what we are doing, why we are doing. Second thing, once we know what is our aspiration, second thing we need to do is that we have to keep our eyes always on that aspiration. It should not be slack. You know, we should always, just like, have you seen tightrope walking? Like some, what are they called? Acrobats? In Marathi they called it dombari. Have you seen how they walk on a tight rope? So, have you tried ever walking on a tight rope or anything? No. Yeah. So, the key is, you cannot look down, you cannot look towards left, you cannot look towards right. All you have to do is look straight, you know, as much as possible. Anyway, have you tried, there is one asana where you just bend and you put your hand like this in yogasana. I forgot the name. Anyway, so to keep the balance, the idea is always to keep a distant object, in your vision. If you look at your hand or if you look down, then you will lose your balance. So similarly in bhakti, if we have that vision, we may not be there right now. But that goal should always be intact, you know, in our vision. So that, same principle, tightrope walking, you know. So that we don't, you know, fall from this practice. So eye is always on the goal. And third thing is, we should be committed. First thing is, we know what is our aspiration. Second thing is, we keep that aspiration fresh in our heart every day. Third thing is, we become 100% committed to that aspiration. We prioritize that aspiration. Have you heard the story of Tanaji Malosare? So Tanaji was commander-in-chief of Shivaji Maharaj. So Shivaji Maharaj wanted to win this fort, Kondhana, from Adil Shah. And he appointed a group of Mawalas, the soldiers. And at the same time, Tanaji's son, Raiba, was getting married. You know, I mean, his engagement and marriage was there. So the other soldiers told him that, you take rest, you know, we will go on the mission. You do your son's marriage and other things. Like, we'll handle this mission. So what did Tanaji say, reply? Adhi lagin kondhana sa, mag raiba sa. Let's get Kondhana married first. And then we will get, you know, Raiba married. You know. So therefore, similarly, keeping the spiritual life on focus and doing other things as needful. Our family duties, our professional duties, our academic duties, and so many other social duties, whatever, political duties, nationalistic duties. We will do that, but we will do the needful. But always keep the focus. Adhi lagin kondanasa, right? You know. And then we have to go all out for it. All out for our goal. So then the legend has it that the Kondhana from one side, if you see, how many of you have visited Kondhana Hill? Now it is called Simhagad. So it's from one side, if you see. It's steep. Yeah, it's steep. So the legend has it that Tanaji had one pet. It is called Ghorpad in Marathi. In English, it is called monitor lizard. Have you heard of monitor lizard? If you don't know, you can Google. It is always, you know, Google guru. So he had a monitor lizard. And monitor lizard, what's its property? It has a firm grip. So what do? They tie a rope at the tail of monitor lizard. And that monitor lizard is trained to climb up and hold to the rock very firm. And like that, all the Mawalas, they went up the hill, because that's the least expected attack point, you know, of any enemy. So when the Mawalas climb, they see that Adil Shahi soldiers are ready to, you know, combat. And they see that they are badly outnumbering the Mawalas, like, you know, so they almost double the number. So the soldiers thought that, oh, we'll run back. So while they're running back, Tanaji's brother, Suryaji, He says that there is no point running back because I have cut all the ropes. You know, you cannot go down now. Now either you fight and win or you die. Like, you know. And then the soldiers go all out, you know, with all their heart. You know, that is the power of, you know, going with all your heart, you know, not keeping any option. So giving 100% is easier than giving 99%. So giving our 100% to Krishna is more easier than giving 99.9% or 99.8% or something like that. That's little ironical but true. What is that? Bhakti's amazing secret. We have Gaur Gopal Prabhu's life's amazing secret. So this is Bhakti's amazing secret. Yeah. So, and the fourth thing, that we should know the urgency of going all out for Krishna. Why? Because our life is very short and there is no guarantee when it will end, right? I cannot guarantee that whether I will see tomorrow, right? So life is very short actually, and we cannot take chances. And we have very less time at our disposal. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada met for the first time his Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1922 at Ultadanga Junction Road. And there Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him that that you are educated young man, why don't you preach the gospels of Chaitanya, that is teachings of Lord Chaitanya, all over the world in English language. So Prabhupada said to him, that time of course 1922 means pre-independence, right? So Prabhupada said no. He argued with his future, I mean eternal guru, right, you know, saying that how is it that people will not listen to our message? The message of Krishna consciousness, people will not listen. Why? Because who will listen to us? We are a dependent country right now. First let us have independence and then we will preach Krishna consciousness. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no, we don't have time for this. Krishna consciousness cannot wait for anything. We have very less time. It cannot wait for political change. So we have to start immediately. So that's how we can learn from this, that different kinds of isms, you know, philanthropism or whatever, you know, they are there, but the priority goes to Krishna consciousness. So this is about, this we discussed about, I will just, because I spoke many things, I'll just briefly summarize what I discussed till now. Till now we discussed that how Prabhupada took trouble to go to Vrindavan out of compassion. It was like pop-up quiz. Okay. And then we came to know that what is the nature of soul? To be always blissful. And then the question is, why am I not always blissful if I am supposed to be always blissful? Then the answer is because we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. Then our aspiration should be to revive that relationship with Krishna. And that itself will give us happiness, because deep inside our heart we have that devotion for Krishna. We just have to revive it. And that aspiration we have to keep in our mind. It should be clear to us. It should be fresh in our mind. We should give 100% to that commitment, which is easier than 99%. And at the same time, we should prioritize, understand the urgency of this aspiration. And we heard the story of Tanaji, that, you know, Adi Lagin Kunadas, how to prioritize Krishna consciousness over other things. Okay, so this is about the first part, the fire within, fire inside. Fire inside is this aspiration to love and serve Krishna. So what is the second part? Flood outside, yeah. So what is that flood outside? Once we know that this is aspiration, this is our aspiration, then there has to be some method to do that, right? Like for example, somebody wants to be a good singer. That's his aspiration. Then what's the method? He will follow certain method in a routine way, right?
He will practice his ragas in the morning, right, or whatever. If somebody wants to become martial artist, he will have his own set of practices, or boxer, or whatever. So similarly, if we want to aspire to develop our relationship with Krishna, then we also have certain procedure, the method. What is that procedure? What is the chief among all these procedures? Yeah, chanting. Yeah. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so we can repeat after me if you like. Yuga dharma pravartayamu nama sankirtana. Yuga dharma pravartayamu nama sankirtana. Chari bhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvana. Chari bhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvana. So this is the process of, you know, the method to achieve our aspiration. Yuga dharma pravartayamu harinam sankirtan, nama sankirtan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so the only method, only viable method in the age of Kali to revive our love for Krishna, the only password is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so this, there are five potent processes in devotional service, as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that there are five potent processes, among which almost all of them we are following, but just to summarize, Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavata Shravan, Mathura Vasa, Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan. That means Sadhu Sangha means associating with like-minded devotees who also have the same aim to come to Krishna. Nama Kirtan is the Nama Sankirtan. Either we do it on our beads or we do Harinam Sankirtan, where all of us come together and conjointly petition the Lord. Okay. And then Bhagavata Shravan. Then we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Mathura Vasa. That means we go for Yatra. Again, we discuss that how somebody who has lost memory, he is taken to a place where he could be reminded of. So therefore we go to Dham Yatra to get reminded, hopefully. And finally, Shri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan. Come to the temple, take the darshan of deities, celebrate the festivals of deities. So all these five processes, Tara Madhe Sarvashrishtha Nama Sankirtan, Niraparadhe Namale Pai Premadhan. So among all these five processes, all five potent processes of devotional service, Nama Sankirtan is the highest. So therefore we should spend as much time as possible at our homes or even in temple to chant holy name and, you know, call like-minded devotees to do Harinam Sankirtan. So this is a very important process like that. So what is this Sankirtan all about? So we as living entities, we are part of Krishna's pleasure potency. That Krishna's pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani. And our Sankirtan is like assisting the Guru Parampara and assisting Srimati Radharani to serve Krishna. So it's just like we are like little small fragmental color sprinkles. So individually we don't have much we can say significance. But if those color sprinkles are used to decorate a cake, right? Some sprinkles are blue, some sprinkles are green, some are golden, different varieties. We are different varieties, right? No single person is same as another person. So when they are put on a cake, so that cake becomes very relishable for Krishna. So that is Sankirtan. So that Harinam Sankirtan is like our all of us coming together, petitioning Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Radharani and Krishna, to please pick up us from this wretched condition of life and place us at your lotus feet. That is Sankirtan. And that is how we attract Krishna's attention. In 10th canto there is Damodar Leela. You must have read or heard. When Yashoda Maiya, she is trying to bind Krishna. But she is not able to bind. She is combining the ropes, putting all her efforts and putting around Krishna's belly. But she is not able to bind it because the rope is always two fingers too short. Right? And then she brings more rope, ties it together, and with that lengthy rope also it's same, like two fingers too short. What is happening? Right, you know. And so her individual efforts, she is putting her best. But then she engages all the gopis to bring their own ropes from their homes. Right. And then the elderly gopis, they bring their ropes and she ties all these ropes together. And then Drishtva Parishramam Krishna Krupaya Asit Swabandhane. So basically Yashoda Maiya, so bringing ropes from engaging others in joining her service, that is Harinam Sankirtan. When we do our individual rounds, that is Jap. That is Yashoda Maiya trying to bind Krishna with her efforts. But then Sankirtan means, which is also required, but Sankirtan means engaging everybody, all the Vrajvasis, like, you know, to bring their own ropes to combine together to bind Krishna. So our individual voices are not loud enough. It won't reach Golok Dham. So therefore we chant together so that the combined voice can reach Golok Dham, where Krishna can hear. Krishna is here, of course, but you know, by consciousness we are far, far away. Recently I was asking one devotee called me up and said that that what is the meaning of tadejati tannejati taddure tadantike. The devotee was appearing for Bhakti Shastri or something. And taddure tadantike means Lord is very far and Lord is very near. So I told that devotee that it's very simple. You know, Krishna stays in Golok Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. Eka desha sthitasagner josna vistarini yatha. Just like the flame is at one place, but the light is at, you know, light is spread. So similarly, Krishna is spread through energies, right, throughout the world. So Krishna is Golok Dham, but below that there is Devi, Mahesh, Hari Dham, and we are staying in Devi Dham, so we are far away. So that is how Krishna is far away. But as Paramatma, Krishna is in everyone's heart also. So that is how he is near. Because Paramatma is every atom or every. So then that devotee said, but I wrote some different answer. I said, what is that answer? This is the correct answer. What answer did you write? So that devotee said, that devotee lives in Dombivli, my hometown. So that devotee said, I wrote that for unsurrendered soul, Krishna may be very near, but he is very far. Just like Shishupal, Kamsa, they could see Krishna, Duryodhan, they could see Krishna face to face. But by consciousness, they are very far from Krishna. But for the devotees who are in Dombivli, who are always thinking of Gopinath, although Gopinath is so far, he is always near. So that is the meaning of tad dure tadantike. So I thought, wow, that's much more devotional than my you know, technically correct answer. So anyway, so that is how our voices can reach Krishna by Harinam Sankirtan. So I wanted to discuss the power of Harinam Sankirtan. I will share a few pastimes and then I would end. There is one pastime where how Harinam Sankirtan is universally attractive. So this is shared by Nanda Kumar Prabhu. He was personal servant of Srila Prabhupada. So what happened is Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj Maharaj and few devotees, they wanted to fly from Belgium to Bombay. So they hired one very cheap aircraft, personal aircraft. And in 1972, And in Cairo, they landed their aircraft for refueling. And when they landed there, they suddenly got the news that there are some big riots going on. People are shooting each other. And there is a political turmoil. Like that. So devotees were nonchalant. So they just started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like that. And then there was one military general. He was very grave. He came with his two hefty soldiers, fully dressed in military dress and having loaded machine guns on their shoulders. And he walked to the devotees and he said, "Welcome to Cairo and stop that. What you are doing. Stop it." Like, you know. And it was such a situation that they could, you know, they would not mind shooting somebody chanting Hare Krishna, somebody from different, you know, Cairo is a different country, right, you know. So then devotees kept quiet. They were put in a bus as the refueling is going on. And that commander, he told the two soldiers, "Keep watch on them. Make sure that they don't do any mischief." Like, you know. So then Giriraj Maharaj, he had one kind of small box or something, which opens into an altar, like, you know, with Guru Parampara and Gaurnita and like Radha Krishna. So he opened it, and in the bus he started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So Nanda Kumar Prabhu said, "Just now they warned us not to chant, and now he's chanting." So he felt little, little afraid, and then he said, "Let me take a stroll, let me take a walk," and because he started feeling uneasy, what will happen? Because both the soldiers' guards were watching what he is doing. So he took a stroll, he walked long distance, and when he came back inside of the bus, two machine guns were supported to a wall like this. And both the soldiers are dancing shoulder to shoulder with Giriraj Maharaj, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So like that, these people, we don't know, they could have ever chanted Hare Krishna, but they got attracted in the place where political turmoil is going on. People are shooting each other, and these people get attracted to Hare Krishna. So that's the power of Harinam Sankirtan. It takes us out of, it gives us hope when we do it. We can actually see it in our own lives. Just like Prabhupada used to say, taste of pudding is in eating. Yeah. So unless we taste it ourselves, just like we have a honey bottle, we have to open it and taste it ourselves. Then we can sell it to others, right? Otherwise we can just read the description and tell others, "Oh, it's sweet and it's like this and it has so many nutritions." So that is effective, but not that effective, like, you know, unless we have tasted it. We will just, you know, read the prescription and whatever content written, this much percent of whatever sugar and this much percent of, so instead of that, if you just taste it, then we feel more inspired to spread it, right? So that's about power of Sankirtan. And I would like to end with a very beautiful pastime of Srila Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur was chanting his rounds in a cave. Ekadina Haridas Gomfate Vasiya Nama Sankirtana Karen Uchakariya. So he was doing his Nama Sankirtan loudly inside his cave. So there came a very beautiful lady who was so effulgent that because of her presence, all directions became yellow because of her. We'll find out who that lady was later. Suspense. And because of her fragrance of her body, all the different directions, they filled with, you know, celestial aroma. And she came to Haridas Thakur and she said that, "Oh Haridas, I came here to enjoy in your company. Can you please fulfill my desire? You are such a sadhu." So Haridas Thakur said, "Oh, but I have this vow, you know, that I have taken to complete certain number of rounds. So let me complete that rounds and then let us see, you know, if time permits." So then she waited and listened to Haridas Thakur's chanting. So this happened, you know, and there was dawn. Till dawn he was chanting. And then she went away. Again, next day she again came back. Again she went away. So 3 days it happened. And finally, that lady told to Haridas Thakur, "Teena dina vanchila ama kari ashwasana. Ratri dina samapta nahe. Ratri dina nahe tomar nama samapan." Are aapka chanting kabhi khatam hi nahi hota? 3 din ho gaye. I am waiting. So Haridas Thakur kahe nami ki karimu. Niyama kariyachi. Taha ke mane chadimu. I have this vow, what can I do? Like, you know. And that time what happened? Tave nari kahe tare kari namaskar. That time that lady offered pranam to Haridas Thakur and revealed her identity. Ami Maya. Karite aila pariksha tomar. I am the illusory energy of Lord personified. I just came to test you. This is a place where the examiner became so impressed with the examinee that the examiner wants to become student of the examinee. So she says, "I could bewilder Brahma, I could bewilder everyone, but I couldn't bewilder you." Mahabhagavat tumi tomara darshane, tomara Krishna nama kirtana shravane, chitta shuddha haila chahe Krishna nama laite, Krishna nama upadeshi krupa karamote. So please, can you initiate me in Krishna consciousness? How many rounds you are chanting? So Haridas Thakur, she said, and then Mayadevi gives one warning. What is that warning? She says, "Chaitanya avatare vahe prema vruta vanya." Vanya means flood. So we discuss flood outside. Chaitanya avatare, because of Lord Chaitanya's advent, vahe prema vruta vanya, the flood of love of Godhead is, you know, there, you know, it's completely inundating all the world. Sabajiva preme bhase prithivi haila dhanya. And because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, the entire earth is submerged into divine love. Evanya ye na bhase se jivachar. And a person who does not take advantage of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, koti kalpe kabutar nahikanistar. She says that I guarantee, who is guaranteeing? Maya Devi herself is guaranteeing, who is keeping us prisoners, you know, for so many millions of lifetimes. So she is guaranteeing, koti kalpe kabutara nahika uddhar. If one doesn't take the opportunity of this Krishna consciousness movement, then in millions of lifetimes, there is no possibility of his deliverance. Who is jailer is himself guaranteeing, you know, with the certificate. Right. So therefore, Maya dasi prema mage ithe ki vismay. So Maya herself, illusory energy of the Lord, herself is a devotee. She is asking love of God. What is so wonderful? Why? Sadhu krupa nama vina prema na hai. Without the mercy of devotees and without sadhu krupa, we cannot achieve love of God. So that's about this pastime where Maya Devi wants us not to frighten us, but wants us to understand the urgency of Krishna consciousness movement. So finally, how to chant Harinam Sankirtan? We have heard many times. Trunada bi sunichena, taro riva sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadari. We have to desperately, helplessly chant. So, last time. So, Srila Prabhupada was once walking again by a lake. And there were some ducks there. And there were some visitors who were throwing bread pieces to the ducks. And the ducks were, you know, quacking. They are flapping their wings and raising their neck quack, 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 quack. So Prabhupada said, which duck do you think will get the highest amount of bread pieces? Then Disciple said, we don't know. Prabhupada said, one that quacks more. So we have to quack this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So that we can attract more and more mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So I would end with one quote by His Grace Sahendra Prabhu. He says that in Kali Yuga, Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Sahendra Prabhu says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, Nam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Because in Kali Yuga, Krishna is holy name. Krishna has incarnated as holy name. Kali Kale, Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. And how to chant this name? Then he says that we have to greedily chant Hare Krishna. We have to chant Hare Krishna and be happy, right? So he adds, we have to greedily chant Hare Krishna from the heart and then be happy. So that's about today's topic. The fire, I'll just quickly summarize what I discussed. So the topic was Lord Chaitanya's movement, fire inside, flood outside. So the fire is that of our aspiration. We have to have pure aspiration which can only satisfy our heart. Anything less than that will not satisfy our heart because our nature, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kapunoye, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte, that is our original home. We may tour here and there, but unless we reach our original home, we cannot be happy. What is that? Swanta? Pantha Swa Sharanam Yatha, right? Pantha Swa Sharanam Yatha. Dhautatma Purusha Krishna Pada Mulam Namunchati Mukta Sarva Pariklesha Pantha Swa Sharanam Yatha. Yes. So unless we reach our home, that is pure bhakti, then we cannot really become satisfied. So our aspiration, it's clear we have to get attracted to Krishna, revive our relationship with Krishna, and we have to keep that goal always in the mind, and we have to give 100% commitment to that and prioritize that, understand the urgency of that. And once we have that, with that aspiration, we take to the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, which is considered the king of all processes. And we understood how Yashodamaya was able to bind Krishna by the Sankirtan effort. Finally, power of Sankirtan, and how Maya Devi herself wants that and urges actually to take up to this process, which is flood outside. Having the fire inside, but taking to the flood outside of the Harinam Sankirtan. And finally, Sarvadharman Parityajya Nam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. So that's what I wanted to share today. So thank you so much for your patient hearing. Hare Krishna.
We are very thankful to His Grace Mother Gopal Prabhu for letting us know at least. So what should be the fire inside and what is the flood already there. So hopefully with the mercy of Shishirada Gopinath, we will have that fire and that flood. Before we commence with our final kirtan, there are some important announcements. So first of all, we would like to welcome all the devotees and all the guests who have come here for the very first time. So सबसे पहले हम सभी उन अतिथियों का स्वागत करना चाहेंगे जो कि इस मंदिर में इस प्रोग्राम में सबसे पहली बार आए हैं. Our reception in charge will be standing near Hanumanji's Vigraha. Will welcome you to the temple and they will also give you some Mahaprasad. And they will happily answer you if you have any question. So, हमारे स्वागत अध्यक्ष जो कि हनुमान जी के विग्रह के पास खड़े रहेंगे वो आपको महाप्रसाद तो देंगे ही साथ में अगर आपके मन में कोई प्रश्न है तो उसका उत्तर भी देंगे. So, may I request the devotees who have come for the very first time kindly rise on their place. तो जो भी अतिथि आज पहली बार आए जो भी भक्त पहली बार आए हैं कृपया अपने स्थान पर खड़े हो जाएं ताकि हम उनका अच्छे से स्वागत कर सकें. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we are very thankful to you that you took your valuable time and came here for this program. We pray at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopinath that let this be an auspicious beginning in your life and that you keep coming and keep inspiring us by your auspicious presence. So, hum Shri Radha